Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now I'm a believer. Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. Another gorgeous day out there. Tomorrow's going to be even colder in the morning. This morning is the first time I felt cold. Which felt good.
Yeah, it's great.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not complaining. Put on, not really a hoodie. This is about as dressed up as I get, isn't it?
It's a pullover.
I know. I noticed it right away.
I'm going to a funeral.
Quarter zip.
Nice.
Yeah, quarter zip.
Quarter zip.
Oh, I feel bad
for saying. I like the quarter zip.
Feel bad for yelling a quarter zip right after you said that. Sorry.
About the funeral?
Yeah.
I'm not really going to a funeral, so it's okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Did you really think he was going to a funeral?
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris, that I take people at their word.
Well, don't you think?
I'll stop. I'll say this.
Excuse me.
I'm fairly certain he would have told you earlier today if he was going to a funeral.
And if I were, I probably wouldn't make that joke.
Yeah.
Because whoever funeral I'm going to, their family's listening.
Yeah.
Well, that all makes a lot of sense when you put it like that.
In hindsight.
You need to grow that beard back, son.
Yeah. Source of my power.
I think that's exactly it.
Brain cells.
Rach and I had an uneven morning. Tell them what you ate prior to getting saved.
Got up this morning. I ate half of a strawberry sandwich from Izumi. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got to work and there were tons of donuts. So I immediately ate two donuts.
Yep.
Then I had some sausage links in my desk.
Tell them what you call it.
I call it drawer sausage because that's where I keep it. I keep it in the drawer.
I'm like, what are you having for lunch? I said, got drawer sausage.
So I had three of those.
That doesn't sound good.
I had a piece of cheese.
I think it sounds pretty good.
Some Red Bull. And then they brought in like little finger sandwiches. So I had a little cucumber sandwich. Ooh. But it's been a weird day of eating for me.
Who brought in little finger sandwiches?
The sales staff.
Oh, we didn't get no sandwiches.
Didn't see that.
They're in the front conference room.
Yep, they're still up there, I think. Yeah. And there's
they
some
told
quiche.
Us not to tell you.
Well.
And a quiche?
Well, there's some, several.
Le Bon Boucher.
What?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's delightful.
Wow.
And then I had one bite of canned soup, which was terrible. Then I had one bite of an even worse E-Mart Sloppy Joe, whatever it was that possessed me to think that would possibly be good.
Do you have a trash bin near you?
I do.
Okay.
Yep. And I threw it in yours, though. And and so I was all sad about that and afraid I was going to bonk. And then the Le Bon Boucher saved me, so...
Oh, man.
No.
Oh, and then while we were really hungry and feeling sorry for ourselves, and you've seen our office, it's very chill, it's very quiet, until Ben Boyd, the eternal third grader.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy.
He came in here, too.
In. Did he get you?
Yeah, he just inserted
Ben Boyd,
himself
now
into
with
the conversation.
St. Louis Cardinals, longtime KMOX sports producer.
Did he scream when he walked in?
No, he just made himself at home.
Oh, he did.
He grabbed the microphone and he talked into it.
We were on air and he just... took the microphone from in front of me and started talking.
Mm-hmm. He's the best.
I'd rather him do that. He scared the hell out of
us. He clapped at us, and it was scary.
He did what? Oh, he clapped?
Yeah,
that's what I heard, Kevin.
Who did he come in with today? I forget.
Elizabeth Meineke. Elizabeth, with,
he scared the
Cardinals
crap out of her
Nation.
In the hallway.
Or Cardinals bag.
Like, he disappeared, and then, you know, because I was letting them in, and then he disappeared. She couldn't find him, and then he came up behind and scared again. That's being my guy.
He would haunt the halls.
He's exactly
of
you.
He's probably a little worse than me, but not much. A little
in
bit.
Terms of your stupid pranks?
Yeah, because I don't do that to you guys.
No.
You had You're the little like, firework popper things.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but I mean, it's not like nonstop.
What'd you say? If you throw those at mail, report it to HR?
Yep. It's true, I would. Don't throw it at a small explosive at me.
That was like the day Kevin joined the DGS, and Rachel knew she had to set the ground rules.
Yeah. See, it worked. Boundaries. Yeah. It worked.
Somebody decorates the office for fall, or used to. And the first year I worked with Kevin, he would stick some of that fall decorations in my backpack. And every time I got home, I would pull fall decorations out of my
you
backpack.
You do that.
I would never.
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder why they stopped decorating. They're like, Amy Marshcourt keeps stealing it all.
I know. That's what they thought.
I missed that. I was just thinking about that this morning.
No.
How much I loved the change of the decorations in grade school. One of the only things I liked about grade school.
Yeah. That's good. Stores. I love when stores decorate way too early.
Oh, love it.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. Everyone's like, oh, it's too early for this fall. No, it's not.
You know who decorates for every conceivable holiday?
Hmm.
The KFC downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Do they really?
They bring out all the stops, and they do it early.
And they don't? Mm-hmm. They don't? So if they put out 10 decorations for a holiday, they'll put away about 8 of them. Like, there are still some Valentine's Day decorations up down there.
Yeah.
And, like, still some 4th of July stuff. They, like, leave a couple up for each holiday. So
I appreciate that.
Spooky chicken season down there?
It's spooky chicken love patriotism season.
Okay.
And a little bit of Thanksgiving.
It's all one and the same.
I don't remember. Do they do fall stuff, like, in Florida? Because nothing changes down there. There's no leaves changing.
I'm going to guess they do it more. Just because it does nothing.
Yeah. I don't remember. I lived down there for 4 years.
Changes
and I can't remember.
Naturally.
You know what? I think it would be. I know there are people who are like, oh, it's cool to spend Christmas in a California or something. I think it'd be depressing.
Nah, it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be depressing.
I never spent the day down there, but I spent the week before Christmas in Siesta Key. And it was pretty cool. Like all the palm trees lit up.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
It's different. I mean, like, it's not what you're used to, but it's pretty cool.
I don't know. Remember when Ernest saved Christmas and it snowed in L.A. at the end of the movie?
You watched Ernest Save Christmas?
Yes, obviously.
That was their treat. That was their...
It's going to be dangerous.
Their scary racy.
It was just only two of the Ernest movies. Ernest Goes to Jail and Ernest Saves Christmas. Those were the only two.
Why did he go to jail?
That was Amy Scared Straight was watching Ernest
Goes to Jail. Is that why you're afraid of going to jail?
No, I don't think so. But why did
Ernest
he go to jail?
There.
Child porn.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, that's exactly
why he had to save Christmas.
Yep.
Not in the movie.
Yeah, no, it was in the movie.
He's like, I'm going to really have to make it up to these kids.
Uh-huh.
I better save Christmas real quick.
Yep.
Get my sins reduced.
Oh, my gosh.
Had a kid chained in his basement.
What's the scariest movie you've seen?
Oh, I know. I saw Hunger Games, and it bothered me, and I'll never watch it.
Oh, okay, in Amy's defense, I watched that recently.
It's awful.
When they
the bees,
all the kids
the
start
wasp.
Attacking
oh,
each other,
right?
It's incredibly
the
stressful.
The backpack scene.
Yeah.
I closed my eyes, and I'm like, this is the most horrific, horrible thing. And then the wasp scene. No, I'm not even joking. I'm upset about this. I was sick, and I was sick with Clara Jar, who is 14, and she's like, let's watch The Hunger Games. I'm like, I don't think I can. I don't think I can. I don't think I'm allowed to. No. I don't think I can
Did
handle
you call
it.
Your parents? Can I watch this?
No.
Not my decision.
I was like, I don't think I can watch this. And she's like, watch it. And so we were both sick together on the couch watching this movie, and I am still traumatized. I have to not think about it. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Hunger Games.
Yes. So no, like, I'm not even
with
joking.
Jennifer Lawrence.
People think I'm playing a part. No, funny. I would never watch it again. I would never read the books. It was so awful to me, and I am not playing a part. It is the scariest
so
movie
nothing,
I've ever seen.
Nothing could get you to watch like The Exorcist.
Oh no.
Not even close.
Not even no. And because people are like, it's fun. Like, no, it's not. It's like not fun to me, and especially like with demon spiritual stuff. I will, like, on a moral issue, will not watch those. But just yes, scary. The Hunger Games was awful.
What
it
are some
so
other
dark.
Scary things you've seen?
Murder, She Wrote.
There was a really scary
Dumb
Murder,
and
She
Dumber.
Wrote because it was like a haunted house and this.
You weren't kidding.
No, because I had a bad
dream. I've heard her say it.
Yeah.
I've heard all of Amy's greatest hits. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm not playing a part. I know people are like, she's playing. No, this is who. I
Twilight
do not like scary things.
Dark.
How long do you think you can make it through a Saw movie?
Well, that's the thing, I wouldn't. So when I played hockey, the girls on the team, you know, they have the buses where the TVs, right? They're all watching the same thing. It's hanging from the ceiling. There's like 10 TVs, whatever. So their big thing was they would watch all the horror movies on the way to every road trip. And we were going to the East Coast. We were playing UMass. We played UConn. We played Rhode Island. So it was a long road trip from St. Louis. And they watched like The Hills Have Eyes and Seven and the Saw movies.
Did you have to look out the window the whole time?
I not even joking. I turned on my headphones and I pulled a blanket over my head because we all had, you know, like blankets and pillows. It was a long trip. And I sat under the blanket for about 6.5 hours until it was safe to come out.
Do they know why you were doing it?
Yeah. I was like,
and
I'm not watching
this. They just went ahead with it anyway. I love that they just said, hey, I'm not going to stop.
I was the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, and I get that I'm different. So I wasn't going to be like, you guys can't watch this movie. I'm not a Bible thumper. So they watched it and I just stayed under the blanket.
Is there any movie you guys wouldn't watch?
I mentioned Saw. I don't like those. And I'm pretty okay with gory stuff. I can deal with it. But there's the one scene where the guy falls into the swimming pool full of used needles.
No, no.
Mm. Yeah.
And I can't.
That was a scene.
Yeah, I can't do that one.
I wouldn't watch Human Centipede.
Yeah, that's probably one. That's probably one.
No. Yeah,
but also, like, to me, if the grossness is the point, it's just not good or fun. Right? If it's the point.
Like a one-trick pony.
Like, yeah, I mean, the point of that is how disgusting it is. Like, that's the whole point.
I don't think I would watch Exorcist again.
Oh.
I mean, I've seen it a couple, three times, but it bothers me so much every time I do.
Ah.
It costs me a lot of sleep. So
I think it did for my uncle when he was a kid, too.
Big organ?
Not the big organ one. No.
Nothing scares a guy with a big organ.
No. Would it scare you if you had that organ?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen the original.
Well,
I don't want to call them spin-offs or the different.
You've seen like the second and third or those or no?
Yeah, and they're more recent ones in the last 10 years. Yeah.
People have said though, many people are saying, but I've heard people who like horror movies say that one is just particularly awful. Like it's scary. Like you can
unsettling.
I can watch these other movies, but that one really bothered them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that house was here, right?
Yeah.
I know the hospital was here.
We did our show there.
Yeah.
So the house
or the hospital?
The house.
The house was here, like of the true story, versus they filmed it somewhere else.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
In D.C.
Right. That's where it's like confusing because some people go
right.
to the D.C.
The movie
house
is D.C.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much about this. It was in Roanoke where it started, and the kid was having these symptoms and went to a Lutheran minister who he injured with a bed spring that he pulled out while he was trying to do like his Lutheran version of an exorcism. And then the story goes that, the internal scratches that on his arm, it said Lewis, and they had an uncle living in St. Louis. And they were Catholic. So they took him here. And then it was like 71 days or something like that. It's a 41-page diary that they found, which is what Peter Blatty based The Exorcist on.
What neighborhood is that again?
Belnor. It's right across from Mumsel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I was at that house one day when we did the radio show, and then I was at it 3 days when I did the television show. So I've spent a lot of time in that house.
Was there talk or did people ever, because it is such a horrific story, like it's a true story, they would want to knock it down or something? Have people talked about that?
Not that I know of. The guy that owned it when I was there was a guy named Nick, super cool guy, who I tried to get into the house for years and no luck. And then Nick started listening to the show and reached out to us in 2008 and said, hey, if you want to come in and do it, you can do it. And we were the very first people, just pure happenstance, to go in and do like a quote unquote investigation, which there wasn't much investigation. It was just kind of a wild ride the whole time. And stuff happened. Like, I would say if stuff didn't happen, because I'm a showman and we're going to put on a show, but there is no need. We're planning on spending the night and we are out by 11 p.m. Like,
on the
road home. Yeah.
And could be the last, too, because the house has new owners and they have kind of put a lock on.
Yeah.
Do they?
That sort of thing.
And nobody lives in there, right?
Do they live there?
Yeah. Oh, no, they live there.
Yeah,
oh, they do?
Live there.
Okay.
In fact, I've told the story so many times when we were pulling away that night. I remember looking through the picture window, and the owner was watching The Exorcist on a big screen.
No.
Yeah, swear. And Katie Cruz and I stayed on the phone the entire time. It's like on our way home.
Yeah.
And then Maureen burned all my clothes before I got up the next day, because she's Catholic. And she was like, yep, not bringing that here.
Wow. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know she was going to do it, or were you like,
so it's going to get your clothes, but not you?
I don't know. She couldn't burn me.
Yeah.
It's not what I was suggesting, I for the record.
Yeah, she burned the clothes while they were still on.
Yeah.
She's like squinting at you with a cocked eyebrow. Better take these off. Matches, like,
No, that I mean, to say it stuck with me for a long time, it still sticks with me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a good sleeper to begin with, and I get spooked. And every now and then I'll just think like, yeah, you know, I mean, it probably wasn't the greatest idea to go do that, but I just got all caught up in it. And, you know, again, the showman thing, like you get a chance to go do something cool and you do it and you pay for it the rest of your life.
Yeah.
No. 124 DGS. Something's bothering me and I need a ruling and I'm pretty sure it's me. I love pumpkins. Mm-hmm. I love the season. I love the carved pumpkins. I make the classic Charlie Brown, back of his head, jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
And now everybody's doing these artistic carvings, and it's just kind of bugging me. Bunch of tryhards.
It's too much.
Yeah. I like the classic jack-o'-lantern.
Thank you.
I think that is, it's classy and it's cool.
Yeah, my neighbors have these. I guess they're doing, but they look like Da Vinci did them. And like the light from the inside, it's all subtle. And I'm just like, and I've got this jack-o'-lantern.
It's one of those things that the first time you saw it, you were like, that's really cool. But now everybody does it.
Mm.
It's not as good. Go back to the classic.
Tryhards ruin things.
Yeah.
For us normies.
Yeah, I agree.
Us lazy people.
I feel that way about a lot of things related to how people go over the top. Like, everybody's got to have 8 million Christmas lights on their house.
But
it's not enough to just do the old school couple of strands, make it look nice. It's like, nope, we're going to pay someone to do it because it's going to look so amazing. Right.
You know what? Looking at Clark Griswold's house.
Yeah.
It's not, I couldn't think of a deal
anymore.
It's
not even that funny.
But I could respect that, though, because because it was hand done. It looked ridiculous and it's fine. But, like, everybody's going out with the whole, I'm going to get everything perfect.
It's like $2,000 or $3,000 to do Christmas lights.
I mean, I would rather,
minimum, I think.
Honestly, I would rather pay to do it than do it myself. But
I every year, Amy knows, I'll go up to see the Christmas bars in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not, like, getting the lights out of the basement. They will hire, they'll contract companies to come in, and they will spend between, like, $100,000, $125,000 to decorate their bars. And they're elaborate. It's like...
For a business, though? All right.
I mean, still for... And they make it back because they're charging cover and whatever, and everybody wants to go to them, but it's still... I can't believe that's a business now, that people decorate just for Christmas or for holidays.
I do give respect, though, to people that do it themselves.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
What about the people who coordinate music? And you have to sit in your car and turn to a frequency.
I don't think most people are doing that.
Some do.
Some, but
there are neighborhood
like
tours.
Guy.
You'll see like a sign like, come to our house and tune to channel.
Yeah.
88.4.
I love like Candy Cane Lane because that's their thing. That's what they do in South City. Like Candy Cane Lane, all the houses do it. That, I have no problem with that. I think that's really fun. Back to your tryhard.
Yeah.
Dave, I think tryhards ruin it for other tryhards. But they don't ruin it if you're just classic. I'm like, okay.
It's kind of like what we talked about when parents are always kind of outdo the other parents. Mm-hmm. Like the expectation is we're going to do everything for our kids. And then if you're not doing everything for your kids and your whole life's not
like
about your kids, you look like, I joke about this with football coaches. They all work 80-hour weeks because they all work 80-hour weeks because you don't want to be the one that doesn't.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That's a cool riff right there. Not just stepping stone. Whoever wrote that. DGS, KMOX, happy, beautiful Tuesday out there. I'm really surprised at Arenado getting a gold glove.
Boy, finalist.
Oh, a finalist. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he was a lot better again this year.
That I can see.
Yeah, he was a lot better again this year. He returned to kind of more normal Nolan Arenado.
And who else from the cards?
Brendan Donovan.
Brendan Donovan, Mason Wynn.
They both deserve it.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know who else is in competition.
Donovan's a great one because he's in the utility position, yeah. Which, by the way, good on them for finally recognizing that's a thing.
Yes.
Because it's very hard to move around multiple positions and be good at them. So that's good. He won it before like this, and he has a pretty good chance, I think, of winning it again. There's a little buzz about the shortstop one, about whether or not Wynn should be a finalist. But it's hard to argue against two, you know? Like,
how would you?
Well, I mean, like Francisco Lindor rated above him in quite a few categories. Now, it depends on what you look at, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at WAR, Mason Wynn was one of the top five or six in defensive WAR, regardless of position in all of baseball.
And what's WAR?
Wins above replacement. It's okay. Just it's a mathematical version of how many wins you are better than the average player, than the replacement level player.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to defensive runs saved, he was also the best shortstop. Then there are other metrics, though, that rate him lower. Like the baseball savant metric has him as kind of like in the 71st percentile defensively. And they've got Lindor, for example, at 94.
Wow. And it's a big difference.
Yeah. But again, defensive numbers are impossible to pin down still. They're not perfect. They can only really be a guidepost.
Every play's different.
Yes. And that's why you'll see something like defensive runs saved, because it's a more simple thing. That's what people tend to favor, and that's the one where Mason Wynn really stands out. So there's debate about it, but it's not heated. It's not angry. I would have Lindor in the finalists, but I would have him probably over Dansby Swanson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Swanson and who's the other one?
Ezekiel Tovar.
Tovar, yeah. Right.
And yeah. Those guys are all good, man. I mean, every one of them's good. They all deserve to be there. And people craft their arguments for or against based on which numbers they choose. You know, to me, Mason Winn looks like one of the three best defensive shortstops in baseball. He makes plays that other guys can't make.
In a routine manner.
Right. And that's the problem, too, sometimes with a super talented guy like him who's got range and arm strength. He'll make a play for another guy that looks spectacular. He'll make it look easy. Lindor's kind of like that, too. The
metrics should show that.
They kind of do, but like I said, some of them are better than others at showing that. But defensive runs saved seems to be the one that people go to the most. It's probably my favorite number for catch-all defense, but it's by no means perfect. All of the defensive numbers are flawed, and the people that created them will tell you that. It's impossible to categorize everything because you don't have everything tracked. Like, what kinds of hops did you get? Did you get a bad hop or a good hop? You know, were you positioned properly or not? You know, there are all kinds of things that go into it, but they get more now because now we have the batted ball data, so we can have a little bit more, like, catch probability on any ball put into play. And I didn't look at that for Mason Winn, but I bet it's pretty good. I bet he ranks high. Like, he makes plays other guys can't.
I don't know that Arenado deserves the glove, but I'm glad he's in the running.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll do something for his self-worth.
You know, he's hard on himself, and last year, 2023, his defense slipped.
Yeah.
But it seems like that had a lot to do with the back problem because he wasn't able to do as much early work as he normally does, and he kind of started making some mistakes that he normally wouldn't make. And this year, he kind of got back to being Nolan Arenado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, position players, it is kind of a young man's game. Like third base, it's tough when you're in your mid-30s.
You know, it's getting tougher for the gold gloves to kind of have the long strings that guys did because people used to win them on reputation.
That was it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, forever they would win on reputation. Yep. Even like Derek Jeter winning one near the end of it. Derek Jeter was never a good defender. He is arguably one of the worst defensive shortstops ever to play the game, but he won gold gloves because he was Derek Jeter.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. And he looked good doing it.
Oh, he had the
stuff. He used to make some plays, and it was
spectacular range.
Yeah, we're talking about range, and he didn't have any. But with the balls he would get to, he'd do the leaping throw. And
he was really good at the jump throw.
Aesthetically, it looked good. Yeah. So you're thinking, wow.
And let's be honest,
something.
He's Yankees shortstop.
Yeah.
I mean, again, for a long time, reputation played into it. Now it's both humans voting and choosing, but also using the defensive numbers to help.
Speaking of, and I'm not a big Yankees fan, but just watching them, they look like superheroes. Right? I mean, they're all like 6'8", 230 pounds.
The truth of them is like two of them are superheroes, like actual superheroes.
But like Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, you watch them at bat. And I said this about Aaron Judge, like he doesn't look real. He looks like you told AI to make the perfect.
Like a video game player.
Yes, baseball player.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you know, the whole Yankees thing, the organization being what it is, the winningest team ever, and it's like a traveling rock show every year. And you'll notice if you ever go to a Cardinals game and go early, you can see this if you go, I don't know if they still allow you during batting practice. Isn't batting practice wrapping up by the time the gates open?
You can get in, but it's getting near the end. Yeah.
But if you're able to be down there, you know, you'll see people start to gather by the dugouts, people looking for autographs, people just wanting to get close to players. You'll see a lot of people around the Cardinals dugout, Cardinals fans. Whenever the Yankees are in town, it's like that and then some, any ballpark they go to.
Yeah,
There's always a ton of people by the dugouts in Yankee stuff or just wanting to be around the Yankees. They travel with their own security. They'll have like two or three personal security guys who are just with them that other teams don't really travel with. It's an operation, man.
What's interesting, too, though, is like the Yankees are almost like the stars and scrubs on their lineup, right? I mean, you know Judge and Stanton and Soto. If I said the name Alex Verdugo to the average fan, they're not going to know that guy. Or Oswaldo Cabrera.
I know him because he looks like a baby.
Or Austin Wells.
Yeah, he looks like someone made a baby
Verdugo?
Old. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's a weird looking dude.
You know, Luke Weaver, he looks like a baby too.
How about that?
Dude.
What a great resurgence
for him.
You know
what I'm mad at is the fat first baseman for
Don't like Josh Naylor?
I don't.
Why not?
I'm jealous. Why do I hate anyone? Because I'm jealous.
Oh, I see. You can hate him because he's kind of a butt.
I'm easy. Yeah. I'm easy. You can always tell why I hate someone.
Yeah, he got booed a lot last night, but he's kind of a butt. He's a very...
I just hate him because he's an elite athlete and he's fat.
Mm-hmm. He's a big boy.
He's definitely got the Babe Ruth body.
I can 100% admit it.
But he can hit 30 dingers this year.
Yeah.
100 ribs.
And he does a nice job
fielding. He's a good defender.
Fielding.
Yeah, he's a good defender, too.
Yeah.
What do you guys know? You probably know, Ronch, but if I asked you what pick in the draft do you think Aaron Judge was taken with, what would you guess?
Was he like... 20th round or something? It was
no.
It
was he was the 32nd pick.
Was he that high? I thought he was really low.
He was taken just outside the first round, and the knock on him was he's too tall.
No,
wow.
Was they're he worried that it, well, he was young.
No, he was always big. Like
too
he was
long
big.
Of a swing.
So the knock on tall hitters is too big of a strike zone, swings too long. He did not hit a ton of homers in college because he hadn't learned how to hit the ball in the air yet.
Yeah.
So. It's amazing, though, like 30 teams passed on 6'7", 282-pound guy who can run. He plays center field.
Yeah.
He's not a good center fielder, but he plays center field. I mean, like that 30 teams passed on that largely because of old school tall hitters never make it.
I know Bulger was taken one pick after Brady in the 6th or 7th round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the difference with those guys is they're not the prototype physically. Right? Like, if you're the, like, and Tom Brady looked like it later, but I mean, like, in college, he was skinny and had average arm strength, nothing special. You know, when you're a guy that looks like Aaron Judge, you know, when you are physically different than everyone else, and 30 teams go, nah, too tall.
Well, think of how many ball players do you really see that are 6'7"?
No.
They're a pitcher, maybe.
I've looked this up and I don't remember it now. There are only like 5 players in baseball history, 6'7" or taller, that were position players that ever had meaningful careers. It's like Dave Winfield, Aaron Judge, Richie Sexson, Frank Howard was 6'7". And I mean, because like once you get to a certain height, your strike zone's so big. And it's hard to control your swing, but the difference for Judge is, compared to all those other guys, he's so strong.
Wasn't Pujols like 200 or something? He was way down.
Oh, he was, yeah.
Why was he so far down?
Because he was a junior college player who wasn't fast, they weren't sure what position he was going to play, and he had not really burst out like these other guys had at that time.
Did he still look like Pujols? Because I think
he was a skinnier version of himself. I mean, he was a 19, 20-year-old version of himself. He was a late bloomer is the real key with Albert. Like, he was always good, but when you're a JUCO player, like, that's not the same thing as being a Division I player. It's not the same thing as being...
It's a good example of what we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
That I probably would have been a really good defensive soccer player, but since I played on a crappy team, I was the striker and I ended up being a really mediocre striker for upper levels. Mm-hmm. And that's the opposite with Pujols. And we were talking about with Kev being a coach, and sometimes you have to tell people who they're not.
Yeah.
And with Pujols, people were telling him who he wasn't, and he was.
So this is along the same lines. I feel bad because it's running. No one cares about running. But Ryan Hall was a miler in his college career, and he's like, I'm going to be a great American miler. But he wasn't even, let's say he was top 10. I don't even think he was top 10, but let's say he was 10th. That sounds good, and sure, it's fine. You're not going to go pro and like have a career being the 10th best miler. And he was like determined to work better, to work harder. And his coach said, you're a marathoner.
Yeah.
He's like, I am not a marathoner. And his coach basically forced him and said, you are a marathoner and you have to promise me at least going to try. He set the American record. He's the fastest American marathoner ever. Yeah. But he was convinced he was a miler. And he's like, I couldn't go that fast, but I could hold it for a really long time.
Yeah. It's, you know, when you look at a guy like Albert, it's super interesting because you know, he went to Maplewoods Community College in Kansas City area. Like, he wasn't a big Division I recruit. He did get drafted, I think, out of high school. No, he didn't. He didn't get drafted out of high school. But, you know, you're a 13th round pick, which, by the way, still pretty good. Like, that. There, it's not like that's insane. You know, back in that time, he could have been a 50th round pick. They had a long draft at that time.
Didn't they just keep drafting until... Teams were
I don't
tired.
Remember what it was, but they used to go like 60, 70, 80 rounds or whatever, and it was kind of crazy. But yeah, people miss on those guys for sure, and it's harder when they're in places like that, you know, like a JUCO, where you're not going to get as much exposure. You're just not as many people see you.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. So, you know, we like to talk about fast food and convenience stores, and I have both. 7-Eleven and Walgreens are each closing like 1,200 stores. Over the next few years.
Yeah. CVS is too, right? Wasn't that a story from a while ago? I think CVS is closing a bunch.
So a lot of those are moving into. So a lot. I mean, there's a CVS in the Target by me.
Yeah.
I mean,
there probably are too many.
There's a lot of Walgreens. I love Walgreens. I mean, I know there's too many Walgreens because if I'm not within a half a mile of a Walgreens,
it's not convenient.
Yeah, I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah.
I'm not driving more than a half a mile.
Yeah.
There's a lot of both. A lot of CVS, a lot of Walgreens.
I do love them.
But they're legit pharmacies in almost every store. Like, they're in Costco.
Are you like me? I will shop at a Walgreens.
Never.
I'll go in for Band-Aids and be like, well, I wonder what's in the automotive department.
They have so many different fun things.
Yeah, they do.
But I've never, ever used a cart. I didn't even know Walgreens had carts.
No, you can't do that.
That when I saw some, I thought, like, I wanted to arrest this lady. She had a cart. And the whole line was backed up because they're not used to checking out 57 things. And I think she had a coupon for each one. So it was a very long line.
This one will get you. So Starbucks, and I don't have all the details, but I got the outline that the new CEO, the 35-year-old punk, that he wants them to be a premium coffee brand. So they're immediately getting rid of all of their points and discounts and, you know.
What?
App this and app that.
No.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Because he wants to get rid of that so that they appear more high-end.
Oh, okay.
Well. That's insane. I will boycott Starbucks. The whole app, and it's like, oh, you want
to the reason I go there is because
I
got the app.
Man.
Yeah.
There's a million coffee shops out there that are going to be cheaper and in different ways better.
Well, and also,
and local.
I've been brewing my own coffee. I love the process at home.
Do you?
Oh my gosh.
Pot girl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I look forward to it so much. Like, and I have a little grinder, right, to grind the beans, and I put them in the, and it's just like, it's just a drip coffee. It's nothing funny. It's a Mr. Fancy. It's a Mr. Coffee, I think. And then, and then the smell and the sound of the percolating, I was like, oh my gosh, I love it.
We used to have one that was automatic, and I felt like Rockefeller.
Oh,
like, you'd wake up and you'd smell it, and it was all done for you.
Waiting for you.
Which they've had since the 50s.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was the coolest thing.
I don't know how to set the timer.
I was complaining to Rach today that my coffee making is too difficult, and I dread it, and it's a Keurig, but I have to put in the cream and the sugar and then heat it up a little bit in the microwave. And it's just too much for me.
Yeah, so I'm reading about this Starbucks process. CEO.
Oh, no.
He came from Chipotle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing great. Does everybody hate Chipotle now?
Yeah.
Did they make Chipotle a premium brand?
Right.
Well, for
Chipotle
God's sake.
Chipotle is way less premium than it was.
I mean, it's
10
good.
Years
but
they took the poop out of the food.
Thank God for that.
That helped.
Yeah, this guy. What a clown.
That's
this is the same jerk that. What was the story that he won't
fly him up?
He won't live there, so they're going to fly him up every summer with a private. Like,
yeah,
you're going to take that. How can any company hire a CEO who won't move to where your headquarters
are?
Well,
in a company,
like, don't hire him then. There's got to be 10 people that can do that job.
Or stop pretending you care about the environment if you're flying him 1,000 miles each way 3 times a week.
Yeah,
Andrew, did I see you having a SpongeBob pineapple Wendy's thing in there, or was that Drew?
That was Drew, and it was a Yoplait thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he had. Some manner of.
I was going to be a little upset with you if you got Wendy's and didn't bring any for us. So
no. I don't want the pineapple thing. I don't. That doesn't sound good.
But it's good.
No.
It's a pineapple. What?
Pineapple is a great separator
Frosty.
Of people.
Yeah, I'm okay with pineapple. Like eating pineapple, but like a pineapple ice cream doesn't sound.
Yeah,
good.
It's good.
I'm on Andrew's side. I also don't want pineapple on my pizza. I either want pizza or I want pineapple, but I don't want both at the same time.
You should just leave. What, you like that?
Love it.
This is like the pineapple corner over here in Wheels.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on that too.
Put it on anything. I don't care. I'll eat it.
I put pineapple on a teriyaki burger. It's awesome.
Yum.
Well, that would be good because teriyaki is kind of sweet.
Yeah. I'm saying pineapple can go on burgers. It can go on
pizza. Pineapple on a piece of grilled chicken.
Yep. Amazing.
That's about it, though.
Yep. Great on fish.
Depends
on the
fish,
but great on the
fish. Pineapple upside down cakes. I used to gag.
Oh, yeah. I love pineapple upside down cake.
You didn't like it?
I never tasted it.
You just didn't like the look of it?
Same with pecan pie. I just didn't like the cut of its jib.
Yeah. It looks kind of like an old person.
Too much jelly.
Yeah.
Speaking of old person, I got Werther's Original in my pocket.
Hey! Nice!
And I got it off Beth's desk, our news director. Anybody want a Werther's?
I do dig them.
All right. It's coffee flavored.
I'll give you the Weller's 12.
Okay.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.